Yo, you're listening to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, and during today's show, we gave out hourly winning words for our 10K a day giveaway. Hopefully you heard them and you entered. Remember to keep listening every day, every hour for your chance to hear the hour's winning word. Just remember, you have to enter before 1 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for listening. Good luck. And you get that cash. You get those bands. You get that Skrilla. You get that. Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Pick up the phone. Pick up. Yeah, listen, text.
Text. 777-000.
10 after every hour. You got a winning word on this show. We're giving away 10K a day. KJM 10K a day giveaway, $2,500 an hour. Winning word at 10 after the hour. You text in 777-000. Text it to 777-000. And already we've given away, I guess this is day five, so we've given away 40 G's.
That's right? What I'm trying to tell you is I woke up today, I'm like, damn, today's Wednesday. But then I thought, because I hate Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're also giving away $10,000 on a Wednesday. If there's any day to get you through the week, it's a day that we give away 10K.
I feel like Oprah. And you get 2,500. You get 2,500.
She was giving away cars.
Yeah, car. All right,
yeah,
but listen.
Yes. I mean, there's levels to it.
I feel like a part of a little bit of Oprah. Yeah. A little fraction of Oprah. Yeah, mini Oprah. Yeah. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. You can call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of a nice cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And you, of course, can hear this program and many others on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Morning, guys.
What's up, man?
What's up?
What's good, baby?
Man, real quick, though. I seen the weirdest thing I've never seen in my life before yesterday. So I go to
Dwayne Reed.
So I go to Dwayne Reed, and it's a guy, you know, older gentleman, kind of, he looks at me as I go, and I'm getting the thing, he goes, hey, Keyshawn Johnson, the Jets, you used to play for them, ESPN, the whole thing. I'm like, yeah. And so I go and get my thing. I go in line, so I'm in a long line. It's probably seven people. There's a lady now that works at the store. She comes down the aisle toward the checkout line telling the clerk he just took all the lotion. He just took soap and lotion. And I'm like, I'm wondering what she's talking about. The guy's walking back to exit out of the building. I've never seen this a day in my life. He has the soap and lotion in the grocery bag. He just leaves.
Wait, he didn't pay for it?
Nothing.
Just ran out with it.
Apparently, you can do that. You can go into the store, package up what you want, and leave. They can't stop you. They can't call the police. They can't do anything. All they do is take the loss, file it down, and report it, and that's it. The craziest thing I ever seen, man.
Wait, what? Hold on. This goes against the concept of stores.
Shoplifting?
That's what I thought it was. But it's not shoplifting.
If what? Apparently, what makes it different than shoplifting?
I don't know. There's a policy in place.
In Dwayne Reed.
In Dwayne Reed. That you cannot stop, do anything. You just let them go out the door. Dude, walked in. Walk to the back.
I think now that you've advertised this, that's the end of Dwayne Reed.
Why you pulling up?
It's been happening a lot. Like CVS's and Dwayne Reed's, like they've been locking up. They've been locked.
Like
a
the
lot
razor
of
blades
like
and stuff. Now
razor
everything.
Blades have been locked
because they've been razor blades forever.
But I think, I don't know if it's a state rule or whatever. I was asking the dude. He was I'm like,
nobody chased
after. I said,
after
man, you ain't going to do nothing? He said, we can't, dog. We can't do nothing. But anyway, pull it up. It's the funniest thing I ever seen.
Well, listen, the soap and the lotion, it makes it. Got to get clean, and then you need
but
the lotion.
But you don't understand.
He casually walked in.
And walked out. I'm not giving the wrong information. I'm telling you.
Excuse me, guys. I have to go to Dwayne Reed. I'll be right back. They're giving it away.
I know you're going to look it up.
You know I'm going to look it up. Yeah. Google fingers real quick.
So.
Hold on. I have to find it. Go ahead, Max.
What is going on with Tyreek Hill?
Oh,
what did you do to Tyreek Hill?
This makes me so happy.
I don't do anything to Tyreek Hill.
I don't know. He's
feels
tweeting
like
at you like you did something to him.
Feels
like
it's personal.
I don't know Tyreek Hill from a can of paint other than he's a football player. Uh-huh.
At Cheetah,
that's not even him, though.
Well, that's
Cheetah,
Tua,
that's
right?
Tua. Yeah. At Cheetah, why is Keyshawn Johnson on TV?
You want to tell him why?
My goodness.
Usually when people ask me that, it's because I'm handsome, obviously. Why are you on TV, Key?
Well, it says K-E.
Yeah, he didn't spell it.
First of all.
Maybe he's not talking about you.
Maybe he's not talking about me. I don't know. But I think I'm the only Keyshawn. He missed the Y. You could put the Y in there at least. But at least, you know, he knows who I am.
Well, he put the Ty Hill. You know, he doesn't even do his whole name.
Why I'm on TV? Because they wanted me on television.
Hey,
they
think I'm decent.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time. I think it's 16 years, 17 years now.
I think he feels disrespected. It's a while.
Disrespected how?
Who feels disrespected?
I think Ty feels disrespected.
I believe it.
How does Tyreek Hill feel disrespected?
I think it's all from just, you know, how you've been coming at the Miami Dolphins.
Man, I don't care about no damn Miami Dolphins.
But you do, because now you're responding to it.
But y'all put it up, so I'm responding. I can sit here.
But when he says, I don't care about no Miami Dolphins, maybe that's part of it. They want you to care.
I can sit here and be mute. I could, and that wouldn't be a good show.
But if
our producers don't put it up, Jay, I wouldn't even have to respond to it.
That is accurate. That's
very accurate.
You're just asking why he would probably be, you know, frustrated. I would just, you know, then lean us towards the angle of what's been happening with the Miami Dolphins.
They're doing a good job.
Yesterday we had Amber Wilson on, and she said this is a national story. You said, it's not really. And so I feel like there's some themes that are happening.
Story is when Tom Brady leaves the New England Patriots and goes to the Tampa Bay Bucks. Mm-hmm. That's a national story.
The Dolphins are one of those teams with a national following.
Yes.
Because they were undefeated because of Dan Marino. You know, they made a lot of fans at different points. And listen, our own James Steele, he's a Chiefs fan, not because he's from anywhere near there. It's because when he was a kid, Joe Montana ended his career on the Chiefs, went to the AFC Championship game. Sometimes it works that way, right? Dan Marino, especially, I think, in our generation, create a lot. So they're all over the place.
National stories, to me, go from east to west. That's national and all in between.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the Miami Dolphins are a national story.
Really?
No, man.
Well, listen.
It's a good story on this side of the coast.
No.
But no one on the West Coast, I can promise you, no one on the West Coast is following the Miami Dolphins, unless they Dolphin fans.
So nobody last year talked about Brian Flores and company and everything that happened and how
totally
it transitioned into Mike McDaniel and then now Tua being a guy in the MVP conversation?
Could it be?
That's something different, Jay. Brian Flores was a world story, not just a national story. So it had something to do with him being black, being fired. That's totally different.
Put them on the map, and it's transcended. It's passed through.
Well, hold on one second. Could it be something that Key maybe said on a different show? It's not like he is only on this show, but because your name is in this show, because we're on 4 hours a day, because Tyreek Hill probably listens to the show, right?
That's good.
But you were on First Take yesterday, right. Key,
yes.
And you were asked if you'd put himself in the MVP conversation, meaning Tua Tagovailoa, Tyreek's quarterback. And this is what you said.
For the last several weeks, he, you know, if you want to argue top five quarterback, yeah. But it's such a small sample size. You need a little bit more for me. I got about 7 guys, maybe 8 guys in front of Tua right now. And I don't think any coach in America would take Tua over those 7 or 8 guys. I don't see it. Look, you got to give him credit. He has grown on me since the beginning of the season, no question about it. He has put himself in a serious MVP conversation for this football season. There's no question about that either. But when you are throwing a Tyreek Hill and you are throwing a Jalen Waddle, it does make a difference. Although he has to get him the football, and he's on a really good football team, and they're winning right now. The thing that I want to know, Herman, is you know this as a head coach, is what he doing portable? Can he go into Baltimore when it's cold? Can he go to Buffalo when it's cold? Or New England when it's cold? Or some of the teams that he may have to see on the road when it's cold? Cincinnati, for instance, and do some of the same things that he's doing in South Beach. Can he do that? And if he can, then, hey, man, you're proving me wrong again.
I don't hear a single thing there that's a hater. What I hear is someone who's saying Tua is in the MVP conversation because of his surroundings. That's true. He has a lot of help. But maybe he can do it. Maybe he can prove to you that he is a top five quarterback. But until you see the evidence, which includes not just the first half of the season, but especially the important games later on, portable playoffs, bad weather, etc., you're going to reserve judgment. I wouldn't get bent out of shape about that.
But some people, Max, they hear what they want to hear just because that's just what they do. You can't. That's why I don't really pay attention a lot of times when people say stuff, because you hear what you want to hear and not truly what it is.
Must have done something to Tyreek at some point.
By the way,
when he was a kid, you didn't give him an autograph, something.
Keyshawn Johnson's name has been on a lot of lists as it relates to Miami Dolphin haters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's not just a first take comment. This has been an ongoing theme.
I've even heard you talk about Tyreek when we were talking
again,
who's the best receiver
again,
in the game. And
hey,
I was saying maybe A.J. Brown this year. And Key was like, man, Tyreek.
Max, again, they hear what they want to hear, man.
Yeah.
That's why I don't have rabbit ears like that. Dudes hear what they want to hear.
Also, you barely understand how to use social media. That's another
What's the winning word of the hour, Max?
The winning word of the hour.
Tony was Kodak Black.
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word of the hour, in honor of the topic that we just discussed, is cheetah. C-H-E-E-T-A-H.
Cheetah!
Text, cheetah.
That's for you, T. Hill.
That's the fastest land mammal right there, which is Tyreek Hill. That's the fastest land mammal. 777-000. 777-000. Text cheetah 777-000 to enter for your chance to win. We're going to do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th. Every hour. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. Go get your $2,500. See complete official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest. Okay, here's the question. Will Tua make my top five quarterback list? A list about play just this year with some recency bias. Heavier emphasis on what they've done recently. I'll let you know that in about 20 minutes. Jerry Jones responds to Stephen A. Smith saying Dak Prescott is the weak link on the Cowboys.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. You know, I've done a lot of shows on ESPN through the years. I've been here on and off since 98, y'all.
You can't find anything else to do?
I mean, it pays well. But so it beats working for a living, Key. I didn't catch any touchdown passes. No National Player of the Year, Jay. This is it. Well, ear hustle is all I got. So I've done Around the Horn, I've done First Take, Sports Nation, like a bunch of different shows. First Take, when you say stuff on First Take, people a lot of times respond to that. Like, I don't know if Tyreek Hill was responding to what you said
still talking about that
on
dude?
This show or on First Take, but I'll tell you know, something, man. That Jerry Jones responded to on First Take yesterday. Stephen
All these
A.
guys
said,
got rabbit ears, man.
Yeah, yeah. Stephen A. said that Dak Prescott was the weak link in Dallas. Jerry Jones responded on 105.3 The Fan. Listen to this.
The strength that I look at of our chance to win a championship is Dak and his leadership at that position. But because he plays that position, let me say it that way. And so I would not, and he didn't expect me to, I'm sure, but I don't think that's accurate. Dak brings us the separator. Does that mean that Dak's going to win every game or make every comeback or every key situation? You can answer that one. Of course not. But by the same token, if you were constructing the possibility of competing for a Super Bowl, I would start on this team. I would start right there with Dak. He's that integral to us really being able to have the year we want to have.
What you think, Key?
What else is he going to say, though, right? I mean, he is right to a point because it's his quarterback. And in order for you to get to a Super Bowl, be successful, you have to have a quarterback that can do it. And they clearly believe that Dak Prescott's the answer to doing it. I don't think he's the weak link. I think there's a whole lot of other issues going along with Dak, although time is running out. He's got probably, before it really gets hot, probably another year and a half.
100%. 18 months before. Jay, I hear that and I think Dak is not a weak link. I disagree with that. But when Jerry Jones says he's the strength, put it this way, he's more than enough to win a championship, I believe. You can win. He's more than, he's past the line significantly of a guy, the bare minimum to win a Super Bowl. But strength of the team is Patrick Mahomes, Josh Allen. We'll see about Justin Herbert's career, but the eyeball test says Justin Herbert. Those guys look like, you know, Lamar Jackson. That's a strength of a team. Dak, to me, looks like one of the good things you have on the team, but you can't drop him back 35 times and expect to win, right? Is he a strength, a weakness, or neither?
I think what Jerry was doing was protecting his quarterback, trying to get his, you know, don't want to pile on his quarterback. He understands that time is running out. There's certain things, strengths and weaknesses Dak Prescott has, just like any other quarterback. I think a lot of pressure is placed on him because he plays for the Dallas Cowboys. They gave him a bunch of money, and he hasn't gotten him far in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Is he in the conversation for best player on the team or second best player on the team?
Yeah, I mean, Michael Parsons is the
better
best player.
Come on, yeah.
But you can't – Michael Parsons is not going to lead them to a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. So I remember my freshman year of college, I couldn't remember a lot of the defensive schemes, and I always got hit by screens, right? And it was a common theme throughout my freshman year. And then my sophomore year, I remember one of the first two games, I messed up the scheme again, and I got hit by a screen. But my player didn't call out where the screen was coming from, right? So we're in tape session, and coach is like, you know, what happened, Coach K? What happened? I said, well, the guy didn't really communicate. He's like, I am so tired of hearing excuses from you about reasons why you can't get stuff done. I don't care if the guy doesn't communicate. I don't care if the guy does communicate. Don't get hit by a screen again this year. I feel like we're at the point where I am tired of hearing excuses about why Dak Prescott can't do it. Ooh. And guys like Key, who are like, look, monumental player in the league. I hear other players talk about it. There's always a reason why he needs this, or there's time for that. And it feels like we live in a world of sports. For me, no excuses,
after,
man.
A certain amount. Jay,
no excuses
you
anymore.
You are preaching.
It's time, man.
Jay, you.
It's time.
I understand. Like, in other words, yes, there are details and there are reasons.
Of course.
And if it's one or two seasons, you'll hear them. Okay, maybe. But at a certain point, like Coach K, after over a year of that from you, is like, all right, that's enough now.
I get it.
So he is in year 7. One of them he missed to injury, but still 7 years in the league. 7 years in the league. You could work out in indentured servitude back in the day in 7 years, right? Like 7 years in the league. And you're on a lot of good teams. I get it, Key. I get what I hear, where I feel where Jay is coming from, 100%.
And that's why time is running out. It's not there yet. I think a year and a half from now, you know, you really don't have anything else to say other than you either did it or you didn't do it. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks, a lot of people in general, it takes some time for them to hit. And then when they hit, they roll. I mean, everybody can't hit the ground running like Tom Brady.
I'm trying to think of a quarterback.
Doesn't happen. Everybody can't hit the ground running like Patrick Mahomes. It doesn't happen like that. You say, well, Josh Allen, what has Josh Allen done?
Yeah, but Josh Allen has.
But what has Josh Allen done?
But Josh Allen has been in the MVP conversation,
and also
Dak right, and got to the,
yeah, but
too.
Also got to the AFC Championship, right? So yeah. Like,
and also
so there's a body of work there that is way different than what Dak has gotten to.
Yeah, but the goal is to get to a championship. But what I say, what has Josh Allen done? They all on the same level until they get that chip.
Nah, Josh Allen had a game against Patrick Mahomes. There are few regular season games in history that people will remember forever. Even though it wasn't for a title, that playoff game against the Chiefs last year was that's one of the most memorable games I've ever seen.
You mean a divisional game?
Yeah. Still, it was against the Chiefs.
Yeah, no, I understand. Divisional game.
Yeah, I hear you. One to Kirk Cousins. I'm going to give you my list, my latest list of the top quarterbacks in the NFL. Will Tua make the top five? Just what they did this year. Recency bias. Will he be in the top five?
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Max's
Real Rankings.
Here are Key's Real Rankings. Today I'm doing them, but Key will get the blame if people don't like them. Key's Real Rankings. All right.
Is Cheetah in your Real Rankings, our winning word of the day?
Wait, it is our winning word of the day. That's true. C-H-E-E-T-A-H.
Yeah.
Cheetah. And if you text that to 777-000, because every hour, Jay, as you know, we give a winning word. In this hour, the word is Cheetah. If you text that and you win, you got $2,500, and someone new is winning $2,500 every hour of this show through December 7th.
But Cheetah's not in.
Cheetah, no, because
rankings?
This is a ranking of quarterbacks, Jay. Kirk Cousins.
Why are you so far away? Why are you sitting? You were just sitting here. Why are you sitting there?
Switched because I have a white shirt on with a white background, and I wasn't changing clothes.
White on white crime.
So I got the blue background behind me, so I don't blend in.
Yeah,
I stand out. Although I would think
you already
that
stand
I would
out.
Stand out anyway.
You would pop
because
off the
I'm
white
black
background. Yes.
And they would see my face and my hands at least.
Yeah, you can see my clothes, but I disappear into the background over here.
Well, your body would disappear into the background. It's just your hands and your face.
Jay, I look like I'm in front of green screen right now. Look at me. It's just, how are those clothes moving around? All right, listen, here we go.
But I also don't like sitting over here because it just.
You didn't Lysol the seat down.
No, I'm good.
Okay, because you typically Lysol
no,
the whole.
Paul sprayed it.
Paulie did it?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm just, it's all, it doesn't feel right, even though it's the same size
desk. Yeah, I know what you mean.
It just feels weird.
And I got to turn this way and this way to see you, but usually I've got you both in one, both in my eye line.
But it's all good.
I do like I can see the monitor right here a little better. All right. Is Tua a top five quarterback? Key says he has more to prove to him still. First half, so far so good, but now he needs to see if it's portable. Can he do it in the playoffs, etc.? And Tyreek Hill blacked out on Key. Why is Key on TV, right?
I'm on TV because they pay me.
Tua seems like a top five quarterback to me right now.
Everybody ain't going to get on TV.
Why? He has a picture of Tua Tagovailoa, on his Twitter. What is that called? Not the handle, background picture. No, but what the picture?
His avatar.
Called? His avatar on Twitter.
So you need any advice about social media?
You're my guy, Jay.
Instagram,
NFTs,
the
multiverse,
anything.
The multi-universe.
The internet.
The internet, yes.
The virtual government.
At any rate, he's very into, listen, he's rides for his guy, Tyreek.
He should, man.
He did from the very beginning with Tua.
He should.
Why is Keyshawn Johnson on TV? And he doesn't like
Keyshawn
that.
He's
not giving him the flout. No, giving no, Tua his flout.
Again, he said Keyshawn.
Hey, Max, he
said again. Keyshawn.
Before we move on to your top whatever ranking.
Yeah, your
10
top.
Or whatever.
Keys rankings. Keys real rankings.
I want to say it one more time.
Yeah.
I'm on television because I do a good job and they like me. Everybody can't be on TV. Some can't speak, some can't comprehend, and some, quite frankly, don't have this look.
Oh man,
yes.
Leave.
Hansen's.
He's allowed to give you a jab if you've been jabbing the Dolphins this whole time.
I didn't even mention his name. I just said some.
Don't hit me with the Keyshawn Johnson trash talk, subliminal talk.
So we want you to weigh in. 888 say ESPN.
Stop being a fanboy, Jay.
888-729-3776.
I'm a fanboy.
Dr. Pepper, call in line. Where do you have Tua? Is he top five quarterback in the league? Now, here are Keys Real Rankings. My one to Kirk Cousins, and here's the criteria, okay? It's they've done so far this year, but heavy emphasis on what they've done recently. So if you're balling recently, you shoot up the list, and if you're not, you fall down.
Here comes the disrespect.
At number one, Patrick Mahomes. No surprise. I don't need to go into an explanation. He's in a class by himself. At number two, Tua Tagovailoa. This year so far, when you look at what everyone's done, and I give him extra credit, he was concussed in consecutive weeks. I don't know about the wisdom of him playing right now. Might be bad for his long-term health. I don't know. But I'll tell you this much. It's inspirational that he had a neurological event 4 days later on 100 hours rest, whatever it was. He's knocked out. His hands are rigid and stuff. I thought season over. The dude's been setting the world on fire since then. I got him two so far this year. I'm going to have to see my list, Shannon. You're going to have to scroll down a little bit. All right. Shannon, right back. There we go. At three, Jalen Hurts, who's played well, but Tua has really lit it up recently. And part of the reason Hurts was as high as he was is they were undefeated. They have now lost, although he did not play poorly. I have him third. Lamar Jackson, four. He dropped when he was throwing picks and making bad decisions in the fourth quarter. He cut that out the last couple weeks. He's back up. Josh Allen, four red zone picks in the last two games. A loss at home. I got to drop him to five. Tom Brady. Because, come on, man. Once Tom Brady starts to look like Tom Brady, I don't need to see too much more. It's Tom Brady. Same thing with Aaron Rodgers. I got him at seven. Okay, so Brady six, Rodgers seven. They just beat the Cowboys. Big underdogs. They did it at home. He's dealing with rookie wide receivers, a hurt offensive line. I got Rodgers at seven. Geno Smith is eight. He would be higher, but Brady and Rodgers start to look like themselves again. They shoot up the list. Justin Herbert, nine. With the barbecued ribs and no Keenan Allen, he's still getting wins. Joe Burrow, 10. I expect Herbert and Burrow to move up this list later in the year, but right now Burrow's missing his guy, Ja'Marr Chase, and has not looked as good recently. I got Justin Fields, 11. Look, what he has done recently, put him on some teams. Tell me if they get better or worse. Like the Cowboys. So I got Dak Prescott, 12. I think Justin Fields is on the Cowboys right now. They might look a little better. I got Dak Prescott, 12. Jimmy Garoppolo, 13, because as soon as he took over that job, everyone and their mother was like, you know what? Niners might get out of the NFC. They weren't saying that when Trey Lance was the quarterback. I got Daniel Jones at 14. He's big, athletic. He throws a nice ball, and I'll tell you what else. He's cured the fumble problem so far, knock wood, and they're winning. And I got Kirk Cousins, 15, who, as Key pointed out, could have thrown a gang of picks in the last game, but didn't, and they won. He is not surrounded. I mean, he's surrounded by much more talent than someone like Daniel Jones. Give Daniel Jones Justin Jefferson and watch what happens, right? So I got Kirk Cousins, 15. I had him 16 last time. Mariota drops out. I got him 15. That's one to Kirk Cousins. By the way, 15th best starting quarterback in the league. Like, who's the 15th best point guard, Jay? Who would that be? Like, De'Aaron Fox or someone? Like, that's a good player. He's a good player. He's a solid middle starting quarterback in the NFL. Nice player. 15. That's what I have. What do you think?
I mean, it's...
So...
Dang, you get past a few people, it doesn't matter.
So I don't think I'm not going to sit up here on national TV and say that Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. I think the 10 quarterbacks that you have ranked above him are there. Now, this is not about who you would start your franchise with.
Right.
That's about who's playing this way now.
Yeah,
right.
This year, heavy emphasis on recent.
So Justin Fields. just I would have Justin Fields. I'd rather have him to start my franchise over Kirk Cousins, but it hasn't been until the last two games that he's been playing out of his mind.
Well, it's not heavy, like the emphasis, whole, heavy emphasis on recent.
Okay, but this is a guy, Kirk Cousins has his team 8-1.
You put
8-1. So I'm saying that if you're asking me just this year, sample size this year,
yes,
Kirk Cousins is having a better year than Justin Fields.
But it's weighted. I don't know about that. You have to weigh it toward what's happened last
Daniel
several
Jones
games.
Daniel Jones has only had one game where he's thrown over 220 yards.
So what? He doesn't have anyone to throw to, and they're winning.
I understand, but once
you would rather have. You think Kirk Cousins is better than Daniel Jones right now?
I think he's playing better than Daniel Jones this year.
If you put Daniel Jones on the Vikings, I think it's clear to me they would get better right now. Daniel Jones, think of how he's playing with all those weapons.
So you're saying they would be 8-0?
There'd be 9-0. That's a good point.
But they're 8-1. What are you talking about?
Yeah, they could be 7-1, 6-2, 8-0. Who knows? You're right.
Dak Prescott has played.
But I do think the team would be better. I think if you said, is it easier or harder to beat the team if they had Daniel Jones instead of Kirk Cousins? I think it's harder to beat.
But once again, you're confusing. Are you comparing the entire career or are you comparing just this year?
No.
You're saying Dak Prescott so far this year has played better than Kirk Cousins? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'd rather have Dak Prescott than Kirk Cousins this year so far. Yeah, I would. I think if
Why?
Because he is a more of a dual threat quarterback. He has, I think he throws a better ball. I think he's better.
Different. He's different than Kirk Cousins. He only played 3 games, and in 2 of the games,
he's played 4. One game that came out in the fourth.
Excuse me?
4. He's played 4, but one game, first game.
Yeah, I don't count the first game. I'm talking about finishing.
Even the first game, they smashed the Bears. Smashed them.
No. The first game of the season. When he got hurt.
Yeah.
Max, give me a Progressive.
Sorry, lost it, Tom.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
Okay. So what I was saying, though, when you look at Dak Prescott's 2 games, 3 games completed, mm-hmm. 2 of them, he did exactly what he needed to do. He was flawless. It was simple. He didn't have big numbers. That's good football. He did that. Against the Green Bay Packers, it's mixed messages that was sent. Mm-hmm. Kirk Cousins, for the most part, this year has had a solid season, but it's also been a little bit mixed messages. I wouldn't have him at 15. I think he is better this year than Jimmy Garoppolo's been. This year.
Well, he's done more than Jimmy, but remember, the Niners were dead in the water with the other guy. Jimmy Garoppolo shows up. Everyone's taking him to get out of the
As much as I like Justin Fields, and I know Justin Fields is a mini Jalen Hurts to me with a lot of promise, Kirk Cousins has played better
this year
than Justin Fields.
Justin Fields, over 2.5 games, have done some stuff that said, wow. But you can't take 2.5 against 9.
I understand what you're saying, but this is what I mean with the list. Let me describe it better. I'm taking not the past. I'm taking this year, right? But the reason I say heavy emphasis really is I'm trying to gauge where each guy is at the moment, right? So Justin Fields at the moment, even though he hasn't accomplished as much this year, I think is better right now than Kirk Cousins. I think he's better. He looks better to me.
He's been over the last 2.5 weeks pretty impressive.
Oh, you think?
Yeah. You know, pretty impressive.
He's rushing for 150 yards a game.
Impressive.
They weren't letting him throw the ball the first several games of the season, Max.
Yes, and so I'm trying to – it's calculus. You're trying to plot – and figure out the rate of change, too. And the rate of change I see from Justin Fields is from a baby to a guy that the league can't doesn't even know how to deal with right now.
Yeah, but
the league knows how to deal with Kirk Cousins. He just, you know, listen, you throw the ball up and Justin Jefferson makes a catch. What are you going to do?
I know, I get that. I understand it. I'm not saying that I'm getting ready to give him a new contract worth $700 million. That's not what I'm saying. All I'm saying is when you look at the course of the season, if it's this season, not this week, this season, then he should be ahead of Justin Fields.
I'm trying to gauge where they are. Let me put it better. I'm trying to gauge where they are right now. I'm trying to figure out where they are right now.
What's right now?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right now, heading into this next week, who do you think is better? Right? Like, you're trying to win a game today. Who would you rather have? You're trying to win a game today. Who would you rather have?
Well, then if I'm trying to win a game today,
that's a different list.
Here's Kirk, hold on. Never mind QBR.
Because the stats you would point to are all taken into consideration by QBR. And furthermore, Key, your top five quarterbacks are going to line up almost perfectly with QBR. So you actually like the stat more than you realize. Look at this. Every stat that you would look at has him mid-pack. I have him rated higher than those stats. 20th in QBR, 19th in completion percentage, 18th in touchdown interception, and he has a squad. Let's not forget, a squad. Yards per attempt, 25th. I got him 15th. I got him ahead of those numbers.
But I can't. I just can't with the QBR. It's an eye test for me.
Okay.
I can't. The numbers are the numbers.
What I'm saying is QBR lines up with your eye test very well.
It's going to line up. Yeah. I'm not saying it's not. But I just look at it from an eyeball test, and when you talk about Justin Fields and him being underneath Justin Fields, I disagree with you. And then when you say, well, right now, tomorrow, if we're talking about right now, tomorrow, then Tom Brady going in front of everybody except Patrick Mahomes.
Not yet for me. Not yet
not
for me.
Not yet?
No, not yet. It's good. He's getting there, but he went from not on the you list to six. That's fast.
But Max, you just said if we had a game tomorrow, who we take?
You would take him over Lamar Jackson tomorrow?
Absolutely.
I wouldn't, not
if
tomorrow.
If we had a game tomorrow, oh, yeah, I'm taking Tom Brady, man.
I need to see him do that. I need to see him do that once or twice more, and then maybe I would take him.
I'm taking Tom Brady for sure if I had a game tomorrow.
So Tom Brady was just in the MVP conversation last year, and because of life incidences –
we assume.
No, because of his play this year so far, Jay, it hasn't been up to his standards. It has not been as good as a lot of guys, but he had one good week, and based on that one week, I go back to Dak.
Yeah. Like, what has Dak done that has blown you away? We have so many conversations on the show where you make the argument about the fact about they have to run the ball in order for them to be successful. And you break down Dak Prescott every single day on the show as a Giants fan.
I feel like
it makes no sense.
It makes perfect sense. I saw the Cowboys offense with Cooper Rush, and they were doing it a certain way, and I was arguing, hey, until Cooper Rush loses, keep them in. They're winning, right?
Yeah.
Then you were saying, like, when they put Dak in,
keep it the same.
Then Cooper Rush loses. They bring in Dak. They keep it the same. They did what you said, Key, which is the really good teams smash the teams that aren't ready.
Yes.
They smashed one team.
That's the Bears. That's a big piece of evidence.
One out of 10 games is a big piece of evidence for you?
Yes, it is, Jay, and it's not 10 games. It's 3 games that he's played. He came in against a Bears team that has since then lost very close games, and Justin Fields has gone bananas, right? And Dak, the way they were playing, they smashed the Bears. And Dak was making plays that Cooper Rush and guys like that can't make.
I'm not saying that you can't have a good game. He had a good game.
Yeah, very good.
But I'm just saying, like, what's the formula that they play with, though, Max? Like, what's the formula that makes the Cowboys successful?
Run it. And when you need him to make a play, he can make the play. And am I saying Dak can make plays that Kirk Cousins can't? Yeah, Dak can make some plays Kirk Cousins can't. That's true. I think he throws it a little better, and he runs it a lot better.
I would say that, too. Kirk Cousins, the way he's played this year, has been better than Dak off the jump.
He has more of a body of work because he didn't get hurt. But if I had to win a game coming up next week, I'm taking Dak over Kirk Cousins.
Have you changed the algorithm? Because before you gave me this whole...
No, I said what
they... You prefaced the whole thing about this year.
Yeah, this year with heavy emphasis on what?
How they played.
No. I said it 10 times.
You just changed the argument 10 times.
No, wait. I've kept it the same the entire time. I've refined the way I've articulated it to you. But I said from the beginning, heavy emphasis on what they've done recently.
New York City slick.
No.
Sean in South Carolina.
Hold on. Go back to the tape and play the tape.
New York City slick. Sean in South Carolina, what you got?
Hey, to go back on the Tua, he is not a top five quarterback. You get somebody like the Cheetah, and the Cheetah need to respect Key, man.
He don't need to respect me. He can do whatever he want to do, man.
I appreciate you one of the best wide receivers, man. One of the best wide receivers. You know what you're talking about. Key played with Tyler Heineke his whole career. Like, if you know what would have happened if
you'd
he
have
had
Tyler Heineke
one of the best wide receivers, like, man, I got Key back, man.
No, I appreciate it.
Quarterback.
I appreciate it, Sean, but you don't have to have my back, man. I'm a big boy. It happens. People feel a certain way about you. It is what it is. My life ain't going to change one bit. I'm going to keep it moving and keep talking that talk and keep doing my thing. Because guess what? I'm a real one. You ain't never got to worry about that.
Sean in South Carolina says Tua not top five. What about John in Texas?
What? Of course he is. Right now.
Yes.
There you go, John. Thank you.
Yeah, no, right now. And come cold weather, we'll see. But right now, in the here and now, we're talking about right now in the here and now.
Absolutely.
And Tua, and that's what we're talking about. And just one more thing, and I'm going to say it till I go to my eternal grave here on Mother Earth, and I'm 78 years old. I've been a Cowboy follower my whole life. Orlovsky nailed Dak Prescott. He's 1-9 against upper echelon, top-tier mm-hmm. quarterbacks. As an organization, it's about wins and losses. As a coach, it's about wins and losses. And as the face of the franchise, it's about wins and losses.
Thank you, John. So yeah, that's why I go back to Kirk Cousins. He's on pace to throw over 4,000 yards. Their team is 8-1. You can sit up here and tell me all the reasons you don't like him, but
it's not that I
how
don't
much
like
do you
him.
Value
it's
winning?
Not, it's not that I don't like him. He has done.
There's a history of derogatory narratives that you build around.
Derogatory narratives? Which ones?
I mean, you just lean into them.
Which ones? Like, tell me.
Well, whenever we go into top 15, you're like, well, you know, Kirk is.
He's right there somewhere.
Games.
Right. I had him 16 last time. I have 15 this time.
You had Marcus Mariota, and he said it was a straight face last time.
And then I saw Mariota throw that pass without looking as he's getting. Remember that? That knocked him off my list. But Mariota can do things that Kirk Cousins can't, like run. Right? Like, that's a dimension he has.
Kirk Cousins can move around.
Not like Mariota, though.
Yeah, but he doesn't. But he does enough.
And Mariota's a little bigger.
He does enough where he can get himself out of harm's way.
Key, we're talking about Mariota and Kirk Cousins. It's a certain level quarterback.
No, right, right. But my
point is, that's what the discussion is around right now. That's a certain level, dude. Does it really matter if you have 115 and 116? It's about the same. Kirk Cousins a little better than Mariota, a little worse than Dak Prescott.
I would say this about Kirk Cousins. He is winning football games. He does make some alarming head-scratching throws that make you scream.
Yeah.
But he's winning, and there's a certain polarizing thing about him that people just really don't like. I don't necessarily know that I'm taking Kirk Cousins over some other quarterbacks if, in fact, I had to win a game tomorrow at all. I mean, I just don't. Do I like Kirk Cousins over Dak Prescott? No. Dak Prescott is easily heading into the Tony Romo, Danny White category if he does not advance his team on an ongoing basis based on the money that they paid him.
Hey, Jay, what did I say when I was like, a starting quarterback's like a starting point guard? If you're mid-pack, you're a good player. I think Kirk Cousins is good. Mid-pack quarterback, I have him exactly at 15. Out of 32 teams, he's a tick above right in the middle. But remember I said, who's that like? Point guards. I said De'Aaron Fox or someone like that. So I just looked up a list. The Sporting News ranked the point guards heading into the season. They got De'Aaron Fox at 15. They had Marcus Smart at 14. They have Halliburton at 17. C.J. McCollum 16. Lonzo Ball 18. That's Kirk Cousins. He's like a player like that. Those are good players.
C.J. McCollum's
not a point guard.
Yeah, right. I know. Right. Yeah. Whatever. I'm just reading there. I'm reading their list.
Makes me nervous. I don't know if I trust the list.
Fred VanVleet.
I don't know if I trust the list. Hold on.
Van Vliet, they had at 13. Right, Van Vliet is a good example. These are good players. Kirk Cousins is right in there. He's a nice player. Let's not get carried away, but he's a nice player. Daniel Jones, Jimmy Garoppolo.
I just, for clarification purposes, I think we're just having a lot of different conversations. Who you want to start your franchise with?
That's not
this. Who you think could win a game? Who you would take?
Yeah.
It's a different conversation.
I didn't say who should want to start the franchise.
This season, who's playing the best?
Okay, wait. Number one, I've never said this is who you want to start your franchise with. Ever.
Okay, but you said who's playing the best right now? You changed
right.
it.
No, times. I never changed it, Jay.
Yeah, you did. You
did. Okay, wait, wait.
Thank you.
Wait.
Okay,
what did I change it to and what did I change
it
from? Oh, we're up against it. No, I did not. Well, I'll explain it later, but I did not. Comprehension issue here.
Really?
Maybe it's a communication issue. Can the Packers build on last week's win over Dallas and go on a playoff run? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. We'll be right back.